What or who, ultimately, is Lord of our lives? That is the bottom line. That is the one question St. Paul's letter to the Galatians asks. And it is the question that the cross of Jesus puts to us. Ultimately, what is it that matters? Who calls the tune in our lives? What or who is the authority in our lives? In the opening chapter of Galatians, Paul asks a question that could be put to any of us. Why are you turning away so soon from him who called you to a different gospel? The churches of Galatia, or at least some of the Christians in them, were turning back to the law. Many of these Christians were Jewish, and in order to avoid persecution at the hands of Jews who hadn't become Christian, some of those Jewish Christians were going back to the practice of circumcision. Even Peter the Apostle, even some Gentile Christians were being compelled to be circumcised. St. Paul saw this for what it was, a return to bondage to the law. Rules and regulations cannot sanctify us. We cannot be put right with God or grow in God by following the legalisms of the law. The law had its place, certainly, to reveal God, to reveal the holiness of God, to reveal the demands of God, to reveal the need for salvation. But only God's grace, working through the cross, can save and sanctify. To go back to the law will only confuse people. It will make them think that there is something they can add to their salvation. It can lead them to speculate that perhaps there is a deficiency in Christ and in his cross. No, cried St. Paul, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself for me. And at the end of this magnificent epistle, St. Paul takes the pen from his secretary's hand and writes the concluding paragraph himself, in larger letters for emphasis. He says, only those who want to make a pretentious display from the merely human point of view are trying to compel you to be circumcised. But their real objective is to avoid persecution because of the cross of Christ. They force the law upon you, but they can't even keep the law themselves. They simply want to put you in bondage to the law so they can boast about it to the religious community of the Jews. But these are only outward and human rituals. There is only one thing worth boasting about, and that is the cross and the primacy of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and the new life in him which you have already tasted. Let's break in here and listen to Johnny Cash singing, The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago.
Well, there was a time on earth when in the books of